This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We try to bring you a lot of good information, a lot of wide variety, all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. This is a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. I want to remind you that their spring sale is still on from now until Wednesday, April 18th. So please take advantage. 30% off Pathway products, 25% off these top brands: Metagenics, Zymogen, Thorn, Nordic Naturals, Innate, Megafood, Designs for Health, Solgar, Jarro, and Garden of Life. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on stress effects. Today's guest will be Travis Piattoli, a registered dietitian and licensed nutritionist and a leading sports nutrition consultant. I will do a more thorough introduction at first. We're going to cover news you can use, and you know I try to give you new information, usually controversial information, and we've mentioned this on several other shows, but I think it warrants repetition, that the U.S. government is poised to withdraw long-standing warnings about cholesterol, and they say it is no longer a nutrient of concern. And it's very interesting to me that they have come to this conclusion based on relooking at all of the scientific evidence going back to the 50s that never really was consistent with the opinion that cholesterol raised serum cholesterol levels and that it caused heart disease. And the government is backing down, finally. Now, 65 years ago, this theory, the lipid hypothesis theory, was put forth by a researcher named Ansel Keys. And anyone who's studied heart disease, he was the guru of this lipid hypothesis, that saturated fats and cholesterol raised cholesterol and caused heart disease. So these experts assured us that the lipid hypothesis is backed by incontrovertible scientific proof. There were questions that whole time, and I've been in the nutrition profession since the 60s, and I can tell you it was well understood by biochemists and scientists that these studies were not accurate. So 65 years later, the government says, whoa, we made a mistake. And just look at some data. Heart disease was rare in America at the turn of the century between 1920 and 1960. And the incidence of heart disease rose precipitously to become America's number one killer. Now, during that time period, butter consumption dropped from 18 pounds per person to 4. And egg consumption dropped. Lard consumption dropped. What increased was trans fatty acids. And so all you have to do is look at a graph of the times and the change in the diet and note that heart disease is not connected to increased intake of those foods, but to decreased intake and being replaced by hydrogenated oils. So just the tidbit for the day. And I want to welcome our guest, Travis Piattoli. As I said, he's a registered dietitian and licensed nutrition and a leading sports nutrition consultant, currently the sports dietitian for the New Orleans Pelicans, Tulane University athletes, and the NFLPA Brain and Body Trust Program. He also served as a sports dietitian for the New Orleans Saints. So we have a real expert. Tavis, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about athletes and their need for supplements. What's different about an athlete? And as I understand it, we're talking about all athletes, whether you're walking every day and that's your athletic endeavor, or whether you are a member of one of the sports teams, the famous sports teams. So let's talk about that subject. Introduce it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a unique topic, and really the first focus, you know, I usually focus on before we even get to supplements with a lot of those guys is really the food-first approach. So, you know, a lot of young athletes, particularly young, even college and pro, sometimes I don't see any variation in their diet. It's like, you know, you would think an older pro professional athlete would have had some education along the way. The great news now is, you know, from when you started as a dietitian to now, we've seen a significant, even in the last 5 to 10 years, a growth of sports dietitians. There's over, I think, 70 sports dietitians that work in collegiate sports now full-time. Some teams, you know, some universities have 3 or 4 full-timers working with their athletic department now because they've seen the need to say, hey, you know, strength and conditioning, we got 6 guys, we have 8 athletic trainers, but there's no one focused on nutrition, and to me that's the most important piece. So first, really the primary focus we look at, or I look at, is let's look at the diet, and then are there any specific types of supplements that really can have some benefit that has science? The supplement industry is pretty shady. There's, you know, I don't know a company that doesn't really promote and think they have the best nest, you know, the best product out there. They all claim to have the best absorption rates, but yeah, with athletes, you know, maybe there's certain things that could give them a little bit of an edge, because everybody's looking for that competitive edge, whether that is the Olympic sprinter who could run maybe a 9 flat 100 or a 9-1, and that could be the difference in a silver or gold. So supplements really just kind of supplement the diet. If the diet is pretty solid and clean, you know, for the most part, if someone's eating well 80 to 90% of the time, then, you know, there are supplements that we can look at that can really maybe help with immune system, that might help with strength and power, that will help them recover a little bit faster, to where, hey, if they're about to engage in, let's just say, 7 days in a row of activity, the goal is to hopefully make them feel just as good on day 7 as they did on day 1.
Well, that's a good goal, and what I like is that the attention is expanding with regard to diet, nutritional status for athletes, and really for everyone. We're just focusing today on the athletes, and, you know, at one time, about 30, 40 years ago, one of the top cardiologists in the country whose work was on sports, he said you don't have to change your diet and you don't need supplements. Your body can handle whatever you want to do. And it was Jim Fix, his best friend, who died with vessels that looked like a 70-year-old's. And eventually, the doctor put out a book called The Antioxidant Revolution. And he apologized. He said, my advice killed my friend, my best friend, and many other people. And I thought, well, that's not logical. You can't say filling up your gas tank will meet all your needs for travel, whether you're going locally or across the country. It was an absurd assumption, and sort of it reveals how inadequate nutrition education was and has been in medical education. So I thought he was very courageous to admit that his advice had been so erroneous. So we've come a long way, and it's refreshing to talk about the athletes and nutrition. Keep going, Tavis. You have a lot to tell us.
No, you're actually right. You made that analogy with the car and filling up the gas. And, you know, when I take my car to get oil, it's like you have 10,000 options now for oil. It used to be, I mean, especially these little five-minute places, they try to upsell you on, well, you need the premium oil. And it's like instead of $35.99, it's $79.99. And I'm like, wow. So it's kind of like your body. You know, it's the same thing. There are foods that we want to put into that premium category that really help fuel your body. And I know we're talking about supplements, but once we get to that point, then it's like we move to the next step. So I'll go into different levels. You know, right now, there are so many options for supplements. You look around, you walk into a supplement store, and if someone has very little to no education, it's extremely overwhelming and intimidating. And, you know, sometimes for me, I walk in and I'm just like, and I don't buy supplements from a store. I buy anything from my, you know, directly from the company or online, just because pretty much the people behind the counter don't know what they're doing from an education standpoint, so that scares me. But let's first talk about the high school athlete. I think that's just a separate subpopulation from college and pro. You know, you're dealing with 13 to 18-year-olds. I'll use an example of a client I worked with a couple of years ago. He's a high school football player, 15 years old. He had a condition called supraventricular tachycardia, so his heart was beating really fast, out of rhythm. On occasions, he had to go into the electrophysiologist. He had to have four different types of surgeries, or four surgeries, to correct his abnormal rhythm. So once he was, you know, once they fixed that, they had the ablation done, then they, you know, he was struggling with energy. This was before we met, and his parents took him to the supplement store to say, okay, my son's struggling with energy. He's got this condition. We just corrected his heart rhythm. What can he take for more energy? Well, unfortunately, the person behind the counter had no idea what SVT was or what it could do to his heart. And when they came back and they showed me what they purchased for their son, it was an energy supplement that had three different forms of stimulants: the guarana seed, synephrine, which is now banned by the NFL and Major League Baseball, as well as caffeine. So I was shaking my head going, wow, here's a 15-year-old kid, just had four surgeries to correct his heart rhythm, and now someone's recommending he takes three stimulants. So it's just the first step I tell people, you know, be very cautious when you're buying supplements, because it's not a regulated industry. The FDA only steps in when something major happens on multiple occasions. So with my young athletes, it's very, very scary, because a lot of these young kids are looking to gain weight. They're looking to get bigger and stronger as fast as possible. And I was in their shoes 20 to 25 years ago looking to do the same thing. So when someone at the gym tells them to take this or that, they do it, and they take it in excess. They don't take one scoop. They take six scoops. So the first thing is supplement safety.
Let's do this. I want to cover supplement safety in as thorough as we can, and so we'll do that in the next segment. For those of you who've just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on sports supplements from our guest, Tavis Piattoli.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. So please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on stress effects. Now, today's guest is Tavis Piattoli, a registered dietitian and licensed nutritionist and a leading sports nutrition consultant. He's currently the sports dietitian for the New Orleans Pelicans, Tulane University Athletics, and the NFLPA Brain and Body Trust Program. He has also served on as a sports dietitian for the New Orleans Saints. So let's keep this conversation going, Tavis, about sports supplements.
Yeah, I think, you know, we left off last to talking just a little bit about just about getting into the components of supplement safety, especially when I deal with young athletes, is, and even all my athletes, college, pro, high school, it doesn't really matter. I teach them, how do you determine, number one, if a supplement doesn't have any banned substances? There was a report, I think, about probably 5 or 6 years ago, a lab went into supplement stores, and they randomly pulled 58 protein powders off the shelves, and they tested them to see what was actually inside. 20 to 25% of those products tested positive for steroids. 11% of those products tested positive for stimulants not listed on the label. So when an athlete walks into a supplement store and they take something off the shelf that has not been third-party tested, and I'll explain that whole process too, then they run the risk of possibly testing positive. Now, that doesn't mean every company who doesn't get their products tested as a bad product. It just means that I don't recommend that to athletes from a safety standpoint. So third-party testing, what that basically means is a supplement company has decided to send their product to a lab. And there are, you know, a couple of really good labs in the United States. One's called NSF. So if you go to nsfsport.com, that's one location. And also Informed Choice, informed-choice.org. That's another great lab. And they do a nice job of testing the raw material, the finished product, to make sure it's clean. There's no banned substances. And, you know, an athlete won't test positive. So that's the first rule of thumb, is teaching younger athletes and college and pro athletes, hey, if you don't want to test positive for something, here are products, here are some things based on what you should take to at least eliminate those risks. Now, high school athletes don't get tested. College and pro guys do, so they have to be more concerned because that ban, you know, if they get, especially a professional football player or a Major League Baseball player, if they get caught testing positive, a football player, he gets suspended 4 games, and a baseball player is 50. So it's a big difference when it comes to, you know, their livelihood, and it affects their paycheck. Now, so that's the first thing we focus on, is educating safety. Then we talk about what really works. For the young athlete, 14 to 18 years of age, we don't go crazy with supplementation, you know, because their diet is 99% you know, needs to be corrected. There's 99% of these kids are not eating enough calories, not supporting their body with the amount of activity. So the first thing we look at, you know, after I look at their log, is these kids could probably benefit from a multivitamin, you know, a good multivitamin that could help with getting some nutrients they're not getting from fruits and veggies and lean meat, and really it's mostly the fruit and vegetables that they're lacking. And then typically I recommend a good quality fish oil product, like a Nordic Naturals, just a, you know, a good triglyceride-based product that could help with inflammation, that could help correct kind of the imbalance of omega-6 to omega-3. Most of our, you know, population in the U.S., we're eating so much pro-inflammatory foods like omega-6, and we're not balancing it out with enough omega-3. So usually, you know, we start with a multivitamin and a fish oil. And then from there, you know, as athletes, you know, when it comes to certain sports, we might look at a few other things to add. So the biggest question that I get is, well, is creatine safe? Because there's so much misinformation from different individuals in the field that say, oh, creatine's really bad for you. It causes kidney failure. Well, that's not true. Creatine is the most widely researched supplement on the market when it comes to sports performance. And if you take, you know, the right brand, it is in the right form, there's solid science that shows it could increase strength, it can increase power, and it basically can also increase total work capacity. So for athletes that are lifting weights 4 to 5 days a week and they're trying to put on a little muscle and size, you know, a good quality creatine monohydrate is extremely effective for those type of athletes.
And I know that we're talking about the differences in doses with regard to safety of the creatine, and I work with children on the spectrum, and low tone is a common problem. And we use creatine for the children because we're trying to improve their muscle structure and function. But of course, the amount we're using is very, very small compared to what an athlete would use. So can you talk to us a little bit about the dose ranges?
Yeah, and that's the one thing we don't have a lot of. We don't have a lot of studies that really say, hey, what happens with someone under the age of 18 if they take creatine? I'm only aware of about one study that was done in high school swimmers that showed a benefit. They were 16, and they gave them, I think, 5 or 8 grams of creatine per day with no side effects. So the dosages, I usually keep it around the maintenance phase dose, which is, you know, and creatine's starting to really to show in the science that it's more beneficial post-workout. When creatine phosphate and alphosphocreatine stores have been completely depleted, that's where we probably will benefit the most. So I usually keep it around, you know, depending on the size of the athlete, about 5 to 8 grams pre and post-workout. You know, a smaller athlete needs a little bit less. A bigger athlete's going to need a little bit more. But I don't do the loading phase with, especially the younger athletes. I usually start around the age of 16. And I think the key is making sure their parents understand why we're doing this. You know, once they've engaged in some good strength and conditioning for 4 to 5 days a week, this could help with recovery. This could maybe reduce muscle soreness a little bit. You know, creatine now is actually being more, you know, being studied more in clinical populations than it is athletic performance. We're looking at people now with concussions. Creatine's been shown to be beneficial because it crosses the blood-brain barrier. We're looking at creatine in older adults to maintain muscle mass and prevent sarcopenia. So it's not just a muscle and sports performance product. It's beneficial for so many different, you know, health reasons. And it's been typically given a bad reputation, but it's usually by people that just don't understand it and have not done the research to really look at it. And, you know, still creatine monohydrate is the superior form. There's a ton of other companies claiming that maybe we should take creatine magnesium or in hydrochloride form or in pyruvate form. But still, the science doesn't support, you know, I haven't seen any studies that shows any of those forms of creatine are superior to monohydrate. And specifically, if you're looking at kind of the, you know, the type of monohydrate or form, it's really CreaPure. It comes from Germany. It comes from a lab out of Germany. They do a great job of sourcing that raw material. And I usually look for products that contain the CreaPure version of monohydrate just for greatest absorption bioavailability.
Well, that's well described. I do think that the problems have been with the extreme excessive overdoses when I've looked at the literature. Now, when we're working with children with low tone, our doses are relatively small. They're up to a gram a day, maybe maybe more. And every little bit helps when we're trying to get tone in muscles where low tone has been the presentation. So I love what you're saying, and let's talk a little bit more about what someone looks for in safety on supplements. What do you look for on the label? What tells the average consumer that this product is a quality product?
Yeah, that's a great question, because there's so many different things to look for, and it really just depends. And I'll give you, we'll start out with pre-workouts, because a pre-workout supplement right now is really, I don't want to say taking over the supplement industry, but from the sports performance side, everyone is looking for a good pre-workout. And they say, hey, Tavis, what's a good pre-workout I can take? And honestly, I tell them, don't. There's nothing on the market that I typically would recommend to take. And one of the reasons why is, and the supplement companies are very smart. If they're listening, they're going to hate me, and I'm probably going to get some bad emails, but that's okay. That's, you know, I'm more about being honest and steering people away from things and not wasting their money. But what I figured out is, you know, and I did a podcast on this called The Pre-Workout Supplement Scam, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. And there are companies trying to do a good job, and I've worked with companies in the past to help them formulate things. And what we find out is, you know, the cost. They're trying to keep costs low, the manufacturing costs low. So what they do is they fill these products with a lot of stimulants or a high dose of caffeine. They put a pretty high dose of beta-alanine, which makes the skin tingle. And then you combine that with some caffeine and increased heart rate and maybe, you know, some beetroot and nitric oxide or beetroot and some glycine, L-propionyl, L-carnitine, then what we're going to find out is you're going to feel a pump. You know, you're going to feel your blood vessels dilate, your heart rate elevates, your blood pressure go up, and then, you know, you're going to feel like something's happening. But 9 out of 10 times, you're not going to really get much performance benefit out of that. Yes, caffeine can be a pretty effective ergogenic aid, so if someone has a little bit more energy in the weight room, then that's good. But when I look at a pre-workout, I look to see, number one, what's the dosage of creatine? Does it have any maybe HMB, which has a little bit of science to support muscle growth and strength, maybe a little vitamin D, and maybe a little bit of, you know, leucine, or, you know, even some, you know, maybe a smaller dose of beta-alanine, because, you know, it just really depends on what someone's trying to accomplish. There's no magic pill in a powder. I mean, that's one is I look for ingredients. I look to see, are they using branded ingredients, you know, by a good quality manufacturer or supplier? Two, is the product tested, third-party tested for the finished raw material? Because there's a lot of tested products out there that are clean, but the formulas are so bad, meaning they might use 1 gram of creatine and they don't even use it in monohydrate form. Or, you know, they're using low dosages of good ingredients, but not enough to really have any effect on performance, and they're selling it for $49 when it probably cost them about $6 to $8 to make. So that's typically what I've seen with a lot of products. You know, I probably recommend, if I do recommend a pre-workout, I tell people to make it on their own, and I give them kind of a formula that I either use for myself or use with athletes. It's a little bit more expensive to do it that way, but if you're really trying to get, you know, the most effective dose in the, you know, in the results, then that would be a better, you know, better approach to do something like that.
Well, that's good to know, and we're going to carry on this conversation in the next segment. We do want to talk a little bit more about the supplement safety and also your formula. That'll be interesting to share. So if you've just tuned in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, and the show's brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we bring you a lot of good information about you and your health. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on stress effects. Always a good topic. Now, a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health and for good supplements. I will tell you they have a sale going on right now until April 18th. 30% off Pathway products and 25% off their top brands. So make sure you take advantage of that. Now, we've been talking with Tavis Piattoli. He's a registered dietitian, licensed nutritionist, and a leading sports nutrition consultant. We've been talking about supplements in athletics, and we talked about supplement safety and just a little background there. There's several concerns in supplement quality and safety. There are companies that validate that what's on that label is in the bottle. But as Tavis, as you suggested in the last segment, they may not be quality. They could be using the left-handed version of vitamin E or the D2 instead of D3. And you're not a biochemist, and you may not know that. And so you see that that gets the stamp of certification. But the problem is the quality is not addressed, and we need both assessments of truth in labeling, which Tavis talked about, and quality. And that truth in labeling is, when it comes to athletic supplements, you want to make sure, as Tavis said, that there aren't banned substances, both natural and medicinal. And that is a problem in the supplement industry with regard to athletic supplements. And just to emphasize, we've talked about this before, there are 190,000 deaths a year from medications, and that is believed to be 50 to 70% underreported, and 0 to 10 deaths a year from supplements. And the risk from death from supplements is 0.0001%, which is extraordinarily low. So we're looking for something that is a quality supplement that is organic and that is safe. So Tavis, let's keep this conversation going. And you said you would share with us something you put together on your own as your pre-workout.
Yeah, like I was saying before, I don't typically buy pre-workouts. Number one, I'm sensitive to caffeine. So if I have any really too much caffeine, I'm going to have probably some PVCs or arrhythmia. So I personally stay away from caffeine. And usually my pre-workout formula, you know, if I'm going to go lift, I usually do about 5 to 8 grams of creatine. I'll do, you know, some beetroot. I'll do some beetroot powder, or I'll just crush some beets into a blender with some spinach. That increases really nitrate production. It helps with, you know, with endurance performance as well as just blood flow. Even I'm a big fan of the free acid form of HMB. It used to be in calcium form, but there's been some new studies, and, you know, these new studies have been, you know, replicated, and we're starting to see a little bit more solid science around the free acid form to increase lean muscle and strength. And then even a little bit of sodium bicarb, which is baking soda. You know, combined with creatine, we can be a pretty effective buffer to buffer hydrogen and just increase muscular endurance and decrease that lactic acid. So I've used that with some sprinters in the past, and we've had some really nice results, but you have to be careful with the dosage. So that's usually what I typically recommend. If someone tolerates caffeine, we can add some caffeine to that formula as well, about 150 to 200 milligrams. That could help with energy and also focus. So it's, you know, there's no magic pill like I was saying before, but that's just usually what I use for myself, and I find that to help me, you know, when it comes to an intense workout.
So you have a mixture that you blend, and certainly a lot of people are using smoothies with protein sources, organic whey, for those that are sensitive to dairy. Pea protein powders make a nice addition. If you don't have problems, you can also, I recommend Greek yogurt as a protein source in a smoothie, but throw in some veggies and fruits as well. We've got lots of companies that have some pretty good product, some pretty good blenders and obliterators, I call them. They obliterate and totally blend the foods, vegetables, fruits that you put in there. So thank you for telling us your secrets. What else can we talk about as far as sports nutrition and needed nutrients?
No, absolutely. I think, you know, another area that is really popular in the sports nutrition is recovery. So it's like, okay, well, here's what we do pre. You know, and my young athletes, you know, especially for teams, we focus on what are some strategies midway through, because there's always these pre and post things, but no one really ever talks about halftime nutrition. And that's really, in my opinion, more critical than some of the others. I mean, pregame is important, but it's really it's that second half of the game to where that's where athletes need to have, in my opinion, as much energy as the first half. Granted, they're going to be a little depleted, they're going to be tired, but coming out in the second half, it's usually that's where you win games. So it's like we talk about what can we do from a nutrition standpoint. From a supplement standpoint, I don't recommend too many supplements or really any supplements to give somebody midway through a game. We don't want to alter their patterns. If it's an endurance athlete, it's a little bit different. But usually for athletes, we just focus on getting a good balance of carbs and pro, particularly more carbohydrate after they come off a field for a game or match or an event, just to kind of help, you know, replenish that, you know, those, that empty glycogen or that gas tank. And then post-workout, we talk about, especially in certain sports, there's a lot of inflammation. Your body's tired, you know, your muscles are sore, you have some muscle damage, you have some inflammation. Is there anything we can do to, you know, to offset some of that? Granted, you can't get rid of inflammation. It's a normal process. But maybe can we make those muscles a little bit less sore? Maybe we can, you know, get those muscles to recover a little faster to where, for example, an NBA team, they might travel and go on a West Coast game, and they might play 3 games back-to-back. Well, these are guys that are, you know, high-minute athletes that are playing, you know, 40 to 48 minutes a night. They're going to be sore and tired the next day. What can they do to recover? Major League Baseball players, you know, they play and they play, you know, pretty grueling schedule, 162 games a year. What can we do to help them recover on their next trip? So we talk about some things post-workout that can help with inflammation. First, you want to get sufficient amount of calories, good quality calories. Fruits and veggies are loaded with principles and components that help reduce inflammation, a lot of antioxidants, a lot of phytochemicals. So we focus on that food-first approach. But then there are certain things that I'm a big fan of that help with inflammation. One, you know, good quality fish oil. fish oil has been shown in several studies to help reduce CRP, which is a marker of inflammation, as well as maybe reducing joint stress or pain in the joint. I think Dr. Joseph Maroon did a study, and he compared fish oil to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like an Advil, and the people who took the fish oil actually had less reported pain than those on the NSAIDs. So that's one thing. It's about anywhere from about 1.5 to 3 grams of fish oil post intense exercise. All my Major League Baseball pitchers, particularly those that have high inning, like high pitch counts, 60 to 80 to 100 pitches, you know, always doing fish oil after a game. Also, turmeric extract. You know, turmeric extract or curcumin that comes from the curcumin or ginger family. That's another great, powerful anti-inflammatory agent. You know, some of us use turmeric spice in our cooking process. And then one thing that we might not think about is something called L-carnitine L-tartrate. Where I like to personally use this for myself is after an intense strength training program because we have muscle damage. Things like what's called creatine kinase is elevated after squatting. You know, that's just normal if you do a heavy training session. So post-workout, that the research has shown 2 grams of L-carnitine L-tartrate has been proven to reduce the elevation of creatine kinase. Although it's going to be elevated, it kind of attenuates that elevation, so you're not nearly as sore the next day. So those are a couple of things we look at post-workout. We get good carbs and protein in, you know, we get good quality whole foods in, and then there are some supplements like fish oil, turmeric extract, and the L-carnitine, L-tartrate that can help with the recovery process.
Well, well described. We're going to talk more about this in the next segment. I did want to throw in the thought of magnesium.
Yes.
I was taught by the expert in the world, Mildred Seelig, on magnesium. And magnesium, everywhere ATP is used, magnesium is needed. And ATP is body energy for those who are listening and may have heard us talk about this before. So it also causes, it's part of the relaxation phase of muscle contraction. So it does prevent the cramps, the spasms that can occur in an athlete when they're overdoing it. A trained athlete usually has the sense not to get to that point. But magnesium is also an alkalizer, so it works well with what you're talking about. And the greens and vegetables are where magnesium comes from. So you see this connection with when we add vegetables into a smoothie. So we'll keep this conversation going. For those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we'll be back right after this break with more interesting information from Tavis Piatoli.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary, and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health?
Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on stress effects. Now, I want to remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And a reminder about their spring sale from now until Wednesday, April 18th, 30% off Pathway products, that's Village Green's own brand, and 25% off these top brands, Metagenics, Imogen, Thorne, Nordic Naturals, Innate, Megafood, Designs for Health, Solgar, Gero, and Garden of Life. So hit the sales right now. You'll be glad you did. And today we've been talking with Tavis Piattoli, a registered dietitian and licensed nutritionist and a leading sports nutrition consultant. He's currently the sports dietitian for the New Orleans Pelicans, Tulane University Athletics, and the NFLPA Brain and Body Trust Program. He's also served as a sports dietitian for the New Orleans Saints. He has grand expertise in this area. So what are we going to talk about now, Tavis, as far as sports nutrition?
Well, I think we left off talking about just things for inflammation. You know, what can we do post-workout? We've already kind of covered the pre-workout side of things. And now I guess, you know, there's so much information. You know, a lot of people go, well, what's protein powder? You know, how can we really focus on all the different protein powders on the market? And what's really the best one for me? I think I heard you earlier really talk about, you know, different things depending on someone's different needs, like pea protein, whey protein, casein protein. And if we're looking for sports performance, actually, I was just reading an article last night just about, you know, whey protein still seems to be the superior form of protein powder. Every, you know, when you walk into a supplement store, it's just a big mass of powders. And usually, if it's that company's brand, they're going to try to push that first, just higher margins. But the one thing we noticed about protein powder today, the costs just keep continuing to rise. And when I talk to manufacturers, they're like, their raw material supply, you know, continues, their cost continues to go up. So it's, you know, you're looking at anywhere from 2 to 5 pounds of protein powder can run anywhere from $49 to $109 today, depending on what kind of margins. But, you know, at the end of the day, it depends on that individual's needs. I know there are certain populations today that are trying to avoid dairy, so they completely avoid things like whey and casein because supposedly, you know, if you're on a paleo-type diet, they usually avoid things like dairy and legumes and starch or particularly, you know, gluten. So, you know, whey still seems to be the go-to protein when it comes to stimulating muscle protein synthesis. So after a workout, you know, one of the things I talked about inflammation, but it's so critical to get a good balance of whey of protein and carbs after a workout to help resynthesize muscle protein synthesis or to increase muscle protein synthesis, which helps rebuild the tissue. And whey is that fast-acting protein. The benefits of whey is it's a complete protein. It has all the essential amino acids that are required to stimulate protein synthesis. And where we create an anabolic window is when protein synthesis is greater than protein breakdown. People, you know, I think our younger athletes, they go to the gym and they work out with their team, and they think that's all they have to do, and they're just going to get bigger and stronger. They don't realize right after that workout, you know, that protein synthesis is high, but eventually, if we don't refeed that tissue, breakdown is going to exceed synthesis, and they're actually going to be in a negative balance, and they're going to lose muscle tissue over time. So there's a window of about, you know, 2 hours. I usually say, hey, get something in your system 30 to 60 minutes post-workout. That way we stimulate the muscle and we build that tissue. So whey protein's fast-acting. All we need is 20 grams. Anything more than that has not been shown to be any more beneficial to increase muscle size or stimulate muscle protein synthesis. Combining that with about 3 times the amount of carbohydrate, like 60 grams of carbs, even 40 grams of carbs to 20 grams of protein, you're going to put yourself in a good window to help your body recover. So focus on that 30 to 60 minutes post-workout. If you want something a little bit more slow-acting, like before bed, you know, something that's going to help amino acid levels or blood amino acid levels stay elevated for about 6 hours, we do a slower-acting protein like casein. And basically, that's no different than eating a cup of cottage cheese, drinking a couple of glasses of milk, because milk's 80% casein, 20% whey. So you can either do that, or you can take a scoop of casein protein powder and mix it with some milk or water, and then have that before bed. You know, we've done that with some athletes that want to just kind of, you know, keep muscle mass as elevated as possible. And then, you know, for those that are vegetarian-based athletes, there's a lot of options. There's pea protein, there's hemp protein, there's rice protein, there's soy protein, especially, you know, non-GMO-based soy. So we do have a lot of options today that really helps our athletes get their protein source in. And that's one thing we've been doing a lot of work. This is the off season for football. So with our Tulane athletes, you know, we just tested 50 guys. We had 50 of our football players tested. We did a DEXA scan for body fat. And it was really interesting to look at the lean mass of these guys and really compare them. We have some running backs that have really great lean mass, but some of our linemen, we need to get their lean mass up based on their body fat. And when I look at some of their diets, I have them all fill out a 3-day food log. Some of them are just not getting enough protein. I mean, I have a 300-pound guy, 320-pound guy, probably only getting 120 to 150 grams a day, which that is far inferior if he's going to try to hold on or build lean tissue. So where these protein powders come in, it gives them a convenient way to get protein quickly in their system and not have to always rely on food.
You know, what applies in athletics, as I listen to you, Tavis, I'm impressed with how important that is in our young people today, because we are seeing more and more people with what we call sarcopenic obesity. I call it skinny fat people or fat skinny people, where they don't have muscle, and they may not have fat, but they don't have the muscle.
Right.
And these are people that stay away from almost all foods. So, you know, it's they're not the standard person, but we're seeing more of it, and we're seeing more of it in teens. In children, we're seeing it because of the high emphasis on carbohydrate and not protein.
Right.
They're not getting enough protein, and therefore they're constantly hungry. They crave the carbs. They gain weight. They're pudgy. And sometimes when you feel the tissue, the muscle tissue, it's squishy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a term. It's not a professional term, but it explains what those tissues feel like in a child. And this is a child that doesn't have the best balance, may not attempt biking too early, might not do well on the bars and climbing. And it's not, the parents say, well, they don't like it. We don't like what we don't do well. And if it's uncomfortable to use our muscles in certain ways, we don't do it. It's
right.
Not a real choice. It's that it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, and it's a habit. So like you said, I mean, my wife and I, we have a 4-year-old. We try to, you know, be as active as we possibly can. You know, we go to the gym, so she sees that. We take her to the park. You know, we take her outside when we run, or my wife runs and she gets on her bike. So you're right. You know, these kids today, it's a different culture. They're designed to sit and be in front of some type of electronic device that keeps them inactive. So, you know, although muscle mass starts to decline at 30 typically, or 35. We're probably going to see that at a much younger age for these kids who are not engaged in physical activity. And then, like you said, over-consuming carbohydrates and processed foods. So I was over-listening. You know, you talk about Ansel Keys' work and, you know, the words with saturated fat and trans fats. And, you know, I truly believe it's the problem with processed carbohydrates that's going to cause more cardiovascular damage than whether we eat coconut oil or butter. Granted, yeah, we probably shouldn't drink that stuff. But at the same time, it's kids that are eating fast food for breakfast, donuts for lunch, and, you know, pizza for dinner all the time, and they're not getting enough protein to balance out and the right types of healthy fats that, you know, that's good for their cardiovascular system, that can reduce inflammation.
I mean, there are differences in fat intake among cultures in no one diet. The Eskimo gets 70-75%,
right,
as do Inuit people. They need that excess fat intake, and they get good fats. It's omega-3 primarily, mm-hmm, and they get saturated fats, but they need that for that extra fat layer that people in the cold climates need. So then you get to other climates more near the equator, and the fat intake might be 20%. Pritikin's goal of 10% fat intake was ridiculously low. He pushed people into being carbo addicts because they couldn't get your fat that low. You cut out a lot of good proteins and a lot of good fats, and people got into trouble. And I never understood it, because there's not a human diet that met those needs. We make this assumption: if high fat intake's bad, all fats are bad.
Right.
And it depends on who we're talking about. So do you have a few final words as regard to athletics, endurance, and being a healthy, even weekend athlete, or if you only work out 30 minutes a day? So what's the takeaway, Tavis?
Yeah, I mean, nutrition is really the secret weapon. I mean, people that are trying to make changes with their body and they're trying to get leaner and improve their performance, whether you're an athlete, a non-athlete, like you said, a weekend warrior, nutrition is really the secret weapon. It's the missing link that I think older adults realize. The younger adults, when I speak to high school kids, and like last night I spoke to a football team, and Wednesday night I got a football and a volleyball team, and, you know, we show them the importance of why nutrition could help that individual get to that next level. We look at a guy like Ray Lewis. He played 19 years in the NFL, and he realized after about 4 or 5 years, he had to get junk food out of his diet. He couldn't keep eating fast food because guys 5 to 6 years younger than him were coming in, getting drafted, and trying to take his job. So if he's going to stay in fast and strong and lean and powerful, he can't keep putting foods in his body that has poor quality, because his body's going to eventually shut down. So here's a guy that played in the middle as a middle linebacker 19 years, which is unheard of, because you're constantly having contact to the head every single play just about. So everything starts with what you put in your body, and then after that, everything else can follow. Good performance, you know, strong immune system, good recovery. So we dictate what we put in our body, and then after that, it's, you know, the rest follows. Obviously, genetics plays a role in what things happen in our body, but, you know, it's all about good quality nutrition. And if you take care of yourself and you eat the right foods 85-90% of the time, have what you want the other 10-15% of the time, because I don't believe in diets. I don't believe in labeling diets. I don't believe in restrictive eating. You're gonna feel good, and you're gonna probably perform at the optimal level that you would want to perform at.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining us on the show. We learned a lot, Tavis.
Great. Thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
And that genetics, you know, we always say you can't change who your parents were, but because of the good news of epigenetics, you can change what you got from your ancestors, and you can change what you give to your children, grandchildren, future generations, because epigenetics means when we do it wrong, we pass that along. It hurts us. It changes gene expression to the negative. When we do it right, we pass the right thing on. So I think that's the good news of the day. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
This is Mark Amtower. With lower margins, your limited marketing budget has to work harder than ever. LinkedIn is one of the most robust marketing platforms available. With over 350 million members worldwide, 110 million in the U.S., and 3.1 million members within 50 miles of this station, I guarantee your customers and prospects are here. Connect, influence, motivate, create leads. I can show you how. When you want to maximize the return on your LinkedIn presence, email me at mark@federaldirect.net.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.